You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. One of the most important tools to fight a pandemic is a well-informed public. But much of the information we encounter online is questionable or just flat-out false. I spoke with Donald Barclay, a UC Merced librarian and author of the book Fake News, Propaganda, and Plain Old Lies. I asked him to share some of the false information he's encountered about COVID-19.
There are lots of bad medical information. One of those going around is that, if you drink a lot of water, you won't get COVID-19 because it washes the virus out of your body, you know, or certain, you know, if you take this medicine, it'll keep you from getting COVID-19. Or if you take ibuprofen when you have COVID-19, you'll die, which turns out to not be true. And so there's a couple of things going on there with that kind of bad medical information, which is there, in some cases, there are people who stand to make money out of bad medical information by, you know, hey, I've got this special elixir here, and if you buy it from me, you know, it'll keep you from getting COVID-19. The government doesn't want you to know about it because, you know, for some crazy reason, because obviously, if you think about it, if somebody had something that would prevent COVID-19, wouldn't the government, the president, Congress, the CDC, everybody with a stake in ending this, the business people would be all over that and getting it to people as fast as they could? Of course they would. You know, on the one hand, if you think about something like, you know, some celebrity like Gwyneth Paltrow selling something that basically, if you take this, it'll give you an aligned chakra and make your feng shui better. And you look at that and go, well, that's silly. And if somebody wants to buy that and throw their money away on some dumb thing that Gwyneth Paltrow is saying, let them, that's fine. But when somebody's saying, if you take this, it'll keep you from getting COVID and it makes you careless and makes you ignore social distancing and all that stuff, that's very, very dangerous. That's a very much a public health issue. And that's why that kind of misinformation is really bad. And then, of course, there's sort of the conspiracy information of, you know, oh, it's all a lie. It's just an attempt to disempower us and keep us locked up and, you know, whatever, you know, evil thing you think the government's going to do next or big business is going to do or whatever. Somebody, you know, for some reason has dreamed this up to take advantage of it. So those are the kind of information that's coming out. And then the other problem you've got is it's a very fast moving kind of thing. And there's a lot of information that's changing a lot. And so 2 weeks ago, very credible scientific people were saying, don't wear a mask, it's not going to help you. Now they're saying, well, we changed our mind, it is. So there's two ways to look at that. One way, which I would consider the rational way, would be, this is a very fast-moving situation. People are learning a lot. As the medical people figured out more what was going on, they realized, let's change our minds about what we're saying about masks and advise people to wear a mask. We have a different take on it now. I would consider that the rational way to look at that information. The irrational way to look at it is those scientists don't know what they're talking about. We might as well do whatever we want or whatever makes us feel good or whatever we wanted to do in the first place. And that's the wrong way to look at it. And I think that's a problem you often find with really credible information, which is that credible scientists and credible researchers will change their minds on things because as they get more information, they think about things differently. And discredible people tend to stick to their guns and to never change. And somehow that the fact that this crazy person ranting over here that saying that COVID is not really a thing or saying that, you know, drinking cranberry juice will keep you from getting COVID and they stick to their guns and they never change, somehow that seems more credible than people who change their minds. But it's not true. Because one of the things about science and medicine is people learn as they go along. So it does change. And that's a hard thing, I think, sometimes for people to understand is that when you're dealing with scientific and medical information, especially in a very new and fast-changing environment, yeah, sometimes the information is going to change. That's the nature of that kind of research. And also to understand that no information, even the very best scientific information, it's created by human beings. Well, human beings are imperfect. But just because scientists are human and they're not perfect doesn't mean that they're not giving us the very best information out there. And the information we really should be paying attention to. And I think, you know, one of the things that you could really do to help yourself, my advice to anybody who's really studying this, would be to look at, I think really the best website to start with for anybody is a website called Medline Plus. And it's put out by the National Institutes of Health through the National Library of Medicine. And they have a whole section on COVID-19. And they have really the best, most up-to-date scientific information there. And I would just recommend to anybody, any layperson who wants to get the best idea of what's going on, to start with that site and look at what they have to say. They link to government sites from there, but they also link to non-government sites like the Mayo Clinic and research universities like UC San Francisco and the Texas Medical Center and all these other places that are doing research to really give you a good idea of what's the best and latest medical and scientific thinking is. And of course, one of the things you really want to do when you're looking at a fast-moving, fast-changing situation like what's happening with COVID is to really pay attention to the date of the information, not just the date it was published, but the date it was created, because we know things are changing quickly and we really want to keep up on what's the latest thinking on this.
It's just incredibly confusing right now for all of the reasons you identified. Information is moving so fast, things are changing. Scientists are learning more and more about how the coronavirus operates. But then we're also getting conflicting information at times from government officials, from people in positions of authority. So it's really difficult to keep ourselves informed and up to date. And I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are about how our psychology plays into our susceptibility to being misled or just plain duped.
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple things that go on in our psychological makeup. You know, some of it, I think, has to do with our worldview of how we see the world, whether we're liberal or conservative, religious or not religious, you know, whether our outlook is optimistic or pessimistic. We can tend to sort of look at the information that confirms our view of the world. And we all do that. And believe me, I'm as guilty as anybody of this kind of thing, because I'm as susceptible to psychological influences as anybody else, and to my own orientation to the world and the way I see things. And even though I study information and I've spent a lot of time thinking and writing about fake news, I know that I'm susceptible. So just being aware of how susceptible we are. So when we read something that really confirms our view and makes us feel good about ourselves and makes us feel like we were right and they were wrong, we want to jump on it. And sometimes we have to be very careful that we don't, you know, because we have to stop and think, am I letting my emotions or my feelings, my outlook overcome my common sense or my objectivity? So that's part of what's going on. We also have some tendencies to something that's called anchoring, which is where we often, the first information we get about something, we tend to latch onto that and we give it a lot of weight. Even as we find additional information later that might contradict it, we still put a lot of weight because that's the first thing we heard. And we also have a tendency to put a lot of weight when it comes from people we know and trust. You know, maybe we really love Tom Hanks, the actor. So if Tom Hanks has said something about COVID-19, we might want to believe it because we don't even know him, but we believe he's this nice guy and he's got this great reputation. Or, you know, maybe we like Clint Eastwood, and so we're going to latch on to what Clint Eastwood tells us. Well, Tom Hanks and Clint Eastwood might be doing a great job of relaying the very best and most scientific information. Well, they might not be. They aren't medical experts. So we need to be careful about that. The same thing, not just Clint Eastwood and Tom Hanks, but your Aunt Frances or your brother or, you know, your spouse or anybody else who you might really, really trust, you know, we tend to put more weight on what they say. So we have to be careful about those kind of connections that we make to people who maybe their information is not that great, even though they're a good person and we trust them. So one of the things I would really advise anybody is, you know, in some ways it's a fast moving situation, but in other ways, partly because of the fact that a lot of us are not going into work every day. We're either working from home or, very unfortunately, some people are out of work. We have a lot of time to think about it. So give yourself some time. When you read something and you go, that sounds right to me, that sounds really good, sleep on it. Give it a little time. Take some time to look and see, this sounds really good to me. I'm really convinced that this is the right way to go. Can I find other information, independent information that confirms it? Can I find independent information that contradicts it? You know, and try to really think carefully about that.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I'm always happy to talk about information. And if I can help people think more clearly about information and make better choices, that's what information is for. It's for making good, well-informed decisions. And to make good decisions, we have to have the best information at our disposal.